good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 378 for Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was slightly higher on Tuesday, following the advances seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Canola was anywhere from 40 cents to $2 higher, the most active July contract up $1.70 at $459 per ton. Slow farmer selling as they continue to focus on spring field work also helped underpin values. Further support came from some technical buying as the market's bias is now pointing higher. However, sentiment that Monday's gains were overdone helped to limit the advances. The sharply stronger Canadian dollar was also bearish as it made canola less attractive to crushers and exporters. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. Looking at the U.S. market, soybeans were stronger, corn was up slightly, and wheat futures were down. Soybeans in Chicago were trading anywhere from 4 to 9 cents higher. July was up 8 and 3 quarter cents at $9.85 a bushel. Talk that faster than expected corn planting in the U.S. could lead to reduced soybean acreage in the country pushed values higher. Strength in soybean oil and worries about possible strike action in Argentina slowing movement of soybeans out of the country added to the bullish tone. However, good weather for U.S. soybean planting and the generally large global oilseed supply situation tempered the advances. Corn futures were up slightly in Chicago after trading lower for most of the day, as bargain hunting at the lows came in to lift prices. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 2 cents higher, July up 1.5 cents at $3.62¾ per bushel. Sentiment that the market is oversold was also supportive, as was some spillover from the advances seen in soybeans. Though news that U.S. corn planting is advancing faster than expected limited the upside. Forecasts calling for more beneficial weather in the U.S. Midwest later this week were also bearish. Wheat values were down in Chicago as favorable weather forecasts for U.S. winter wheat growing regions continued to weigh on the market. Values were 5 to 10 cents lower. July was down 6¼ cents at $4.66½ per bushel. A slight improvement in winter wheat crop conditions in the U.S. further undermined values, as did ongoing worries about slow export demand. News that the U.S. spring wheat crop is being seeded much faster than average added to the bearish tone. Though some short covering following recent sharp losses helped to limit the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.